This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
I'm Jim Henderson, KHMB General Manager. The subject of our feature story this week is Thanksgiving. Most of our listeners are familiar with the story of Thanksgiving in early American history. The Pilgrims, after a bad previous winter, celebrate with Thanksgiving to their Creator for a season of good crops. Even Native Americans join with them for this festive occasion. So, fast forward. What are some reasons that you should be thankful on this upcoming national holiday? Life. If you are thinking about Thanksgiving, you are still with us. Be grateful. Think about your health and the health of those you care about. If your health is not the best, be thankful for those who care for you. And if you take care of yourself, be grateful for your ability to do so. Love. If you have a person to love, if you have an animal to love, or if you have a love for anything that makes you happy, be grateful. Be thankful for those people in your life who are no longer with us, who have had a special meaning for you, and those in your life who you've had a special meaning for. Happiness. If you have a roof over your head, if you have access to the outside world like phone or internet or mail, be grateful. If you are down on your luck, be thankful for those around you who can guide you to food and shelter. There are a lot of services that can help you. Always know that your life has value. Be thankful because there may be someone somewhere who would be very grateful to have your blessings. On a personal note, I am thankful that Providence has made it possible for our community to have a local radio station. I am grateful for the volunteers that join with me in producing local programs and content. And, of course, I am thankful for our listeners who have shared their appreciation for what we do. God willing, our plans are to be a resource for the community, rain or shine. And on behalf of all of us at KHNB Radio, may you have a most happy Thanksgiving. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now, what was Thanksgiving like 36 years ago? Join with Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine, as we journey back to 1988. It's all coming right up on your hometown community radio station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Kimmy Palmer, owner of Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay. If you've never been to Granola's Coffee House, please consider this a personal invitation. I love baking house-made healthy baked goods featuring vegan and gluten-free options, enjoying delicious pirate coffee espresso drinks, egg sandwiches, Belgian waffles, protein-packed breakfast cookies, and more. If you're wondering where we're at, we're located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors and are open Tuesday through Saturday, 7:30 to noon, Sundays at 8:30 to noon, and we're closed on Mondays. Whether it's a quick coffee run or a place to catch up on some extra work, make Granola's Coffee House part of your routine. Check us out at granolascoffeehouse.com. This is Kimmy Palmer, owner of Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay, and I look forward to meeting you.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
This is Jason Peters, owner of Phil's Tire and Auto in Half Moon Bay. It's that time of year when our thoughts turn to things we are thankful for. My wife, Angela, and I became owners of Phil's Tire and Auto 7.5 years ago, and we could not be happier in serving Coastsiders with their automotive maintenance and repair needs. In fact, I think we have the best customers a business could ask for. So Angela and I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank each and every one of you who have given us the pleasure of serving you. And from all of us at Phil's Tire and Auto, happy Thanksgiving.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine, with host Cameron Palmer.
1988.
Where were you in November of 1988? And what were things like in Half Moon Bay? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, and we want to thank Miss Avery Palmer of the Half Moon Bay High School for putting all this together for us. Half Moon Bay to become a golf mecca. The City Council has voted to proceed with studies for at least one golf course in North Wavecrest area. This, in fact, of opposition from property owners who are afraid the city will take their land by eminent domain at low prices. The council has indicated the city could see increases in revenue and people flock to the new golf mecca of the coast. Proposed Cascade Ranch draws fire from Coastal Commission. A critical environmental impact report by the Coastal Commission has caused the San Mateo County planners to postpone the next public hearing because they need time to study the report. And free Thanksgiving feasts offered. The Coastside Opportunity Center is hoping to turn its annual Thanksgiving Day dinner into a family event for the entire Coastside. The center is encouraging families from all over, regardless of your income levels, to join the festive feast from 1 to 4 on Thanksgiving Day. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Speaking of Pumpkin Festival, there's a lot of unsung talent out there that is easily taken for granted. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the forklift operators who move the big pumpkins around for us during the pumpkin weigh-off. I got to thinking about the skill and coordination needed to run a forklift, especially when moving over thousands of pounds of pumpkins, which cannot suffer even a small nick, or they could be disqualified. I'd like to commend and thank the team who successfully juggled all those giant pumpkins. My brother has a couple forklifts as well for his premier termite construction company and flooring business, and he also has several of his crew that have mastered them. But I bet you didn't know his petite office manager, Lisa, is great on the forklift as well. What a driver. It's fun to watch her confidently whip around with heavy cargo on board. So here's to all the forklifters out there. Keep calm and forklift on. 1988. This year, the Hubble Space Telescope goes into operation to explore deep space and map out our universe. A Libyan terrorist bomb explodes on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie in Scotland, killing all 259 on board and 11 on the ground. After 8 years and 1.5 million dead, the Iran-Iraq war ends, and Iraq carries out poisonous gas attacks on the Kurds. A new drug called crack appears on U.S. streets. Crack is a derivative of cocaine. Meanwhile, Prozac is sold for the first time as an antidepressant. Over a third of the Yellowstone National Park is destroyed when a series of more than 250 small different fires combined with the 1988 drought destroys 793,000 acres of the park. And the U.S. Space Shuttle program resumes after 2.5 years after the Challenger disaster. Cost of living starts. Show the average cost of a new home is $91,600 on the average income of $24,400. A postage stamp, 24 cents. A dozen eggs, 65 cents. And a gallon of gas is, wait for it, 91 cents a gallon. The first transatlantic fiber cable is laid, able to carry 40,000 telephone calls simultaneously. Popular movies include Rain Man, Die Hard, and A Fish Called Wanda. In popular music, this artist was born in Trinidad, West Indies, grew up in England, and started making hits in 1976. In 1988, he's still going strong with this number one hit. Here's Billy Ocean, and Get Out of My Dreams, and Get Into My Car.
Who's that lady?
This R&B singer started her career with a gold record and has been going strong ever since. Here's Whitney Houston with the number one hit, Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Until next time and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors. Winter time is here, and it's time to get your car winterized at BK Auto Detailing. We've got three great detail packages available, and you can always go to bkmotors.com and see what level of detailing you think you might need, and either give us a call or email us to set up your appointment. We also do headlight restoration, which is really important this time of the year with the rainy season upon us. If your headlight lenses are getting fogged up, you definitely want to get those cleaned, and we can restore them to almost new condition here at BK Auto Detailing, so you've got better visibility on the road for you and oncoming traffic. Give us a call at 650-726-8220 or go to bkmotors.com. We're located on Highway 1 between McDonald's and Granola's Coffee House.
I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Dogs and cats love Thanksgiving, too. And after a whole day smelling the aroma of that feast cooking in the kitchen, even the best trained pup or kitty will lose his table manners and insist on sharing some of the bounty. But what you share with your pet on Thanksgiving can mean the difference between shopping for Black Friday bargains the next day and trying to find an open vet hospital. So if you give your best friend a taste of your Thanksgiving meal, keep the portion small and only offer a little plain white turkey meat and bare-cooked veggies like carrots, broccoli, or string beans. Things like Mom's Amazing Stuffing, turkey skin, and rich gravy can easily cause a possibly life-threatening condition in dogs and cats called acute pancreatitis. While other things can bring it on, greasy high-fat food is high on the list. Some of the symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, and refusal to eat or drink. Pancreatitis can put your pet in severe pain as well. Pet Patrol continues in a minute.
Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business. Did you know Kibbles has been in business for 33 years? And to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery. We are located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show.
Other pet Thanksgiving dangers include onions and garlic, which are usually added to stuffing, gravies, and other side dishes, and can be very dangerous, especially true of onions, for dogs to consume. Certain nuts, like walnuts and macadamias, which should be on the never list where your dog or cat is concerned. Sweet potato and pumpkin pie, not because of the sweet potato and pumpkin, which is actually quite nutritious for them, but because of the nutmeg, which is highly toxic to dogs and can even give them seizures. Leftover cooking oil and pan drippings. What's left in the turkey roasting pan is probably the most irresistible thing in the world to a dog or a cat, but it's something that can easily bring on pancreatitis. Any kind of bone can tear or obstruct your pet's intestinal tract. Make certain all bones are disposed of properly. Poultry bones can especially be dangerous or even fatal to animals. Often used to tie the turkey during roasting, strings can tie up your pet's insides too. Watch out for the little red pop-up thermometers. Dogs and cats can often eat these tasty things, causing intestinal blockage. In addition, keep all leftover food out of reach in a closed container. Any garbage can contain toxins, such as E. coli, that can affect your pet's organs. This includes leftover tin foil that, when chewed, can obstruct your pet's intestinal tract. If you suspect your pet has gotten into a potentially poisonous substance, call your veterinarian immediately. Have the telephone number to your local emergency animal hospital readily available, as well as the number for the National Animal Poison Control Center. I hope these tips help all of us have a happy and safe Thanksgiving with our two and four-legged family members. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
Serving the neighborhoods of the coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710 and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay has a rich history. In its early years, it was a settlement known as Spanish Town, having gotten its name because it was part of early California Spanish land grants. The culinary spirit of Spanish Town lives on in the form of Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant, known for its simple yet delicious food made with fresh ingredients. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant provides a warm and inviting atmosphere, perfect for enjoying classic dishes like burritos, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, and more. Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant is located at 515 Church Street across from Cunha Elementary School. Treat your taste buds to an olé experience at Spanish Town Mexican Restaurant.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
And here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. I thought I'd discuss some tips for healthy holiday survival. Coming through this season physically healthy and avoiding too much stress can really be a challenge this time of the year. I came across some tips that I think could be helpful for all of us. First of all, avoid being alone. Sitting and mulling over sad thoughts while the world parties is not a good idea. Seek out family members, a friend, or a neighbor. Join in a holiday ceremony at a church or a social event in town. Sometimes just listening to Christmas music can really boost your spirits. Another thing you could try is to host a gathering yourself. It doesn't have to be a big party. You can invite neighbors or a friend over for cookies in the afternoon or for adult beverages to chat and catch up on what's been going on in your life. Another tip is to limit your alcohol intake. You might feel good for a short time, but drinking too much alcohol can really make you feel worse. Some people find if they alternate a glass of soda or water with the alcohol, they actually feel better. It also helps prevent the dehydration that alcohol can cause. Another tip is to set a spending limit on gifts and stick to it. Getting into debt really guarantees family strife and personal stress. Instead, you can give homemade gifts or start a family gift exchange. Another thing you can do is volunteer. Nothing says holiday spirit more than volunteering. Giving actually feels good. And when you help people who have challenges in their lives, it makes you realize how blessed you are. Another tip that I think is really important is to manage your time. Plan ahead so you're not rushing around in a whirlwind. Get out your calendar and schedule time to shop, time to bake, time to visit with friends, and days just to take it off and celebrate. And don't forget to pencil in some time to do relaxing things that you enjoy, such as a walk to the beach, or schedule a nap in your schedule.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We'll make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Today we've been talking about tips to survive the holidays in a healthy way. One of the things you can do is to seek out sunshine. Shorter winter days and time cooped up inside the house deprives you of light rays that really turn out to be a key to a happy mood. I know when I don't get my ocean fix, in other words, enough time at the beach, I get cranky. There's nothing like sitting at the top of an ocean bluff looking at the waves, the pelicans, and the harbor seals to cheer me up. Another tip is to get some exercise. Exercise makes you feel more energetic and happier. Just sneak in a few minutes of walking from the parking lot to the stores or walk around your neighborhood. You really feel better about burning off those extra holiday calories if you spend some time walking or getting some kind of exercise. Another thing to try is to eat some healthy food. Be creative and think of some healthy snacks you can buy to take to holiday parties instead of the usual crackers and cheese plate. A large platter of fresh fruits, beautifully spread over a nice platter, can really be a nice treat. A selection of nuts or a veggie and dip platter can be appetizing. And it's really a good break from the high-calorie holiday foods that are really too common this time of year. Last but not least, give yourself a break. Prioritize. Decide what is really important to you and let the rest go. You really don't have to participate in every activity in the world or buy excessive gifts for everyone. Take the time to be grateful and feel the joy of the season, and you'll avoid a lot of the stress. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Serving the neighborhoods of the Coastside, this is KHMB, AM 1710, and 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Gospel music concerts all December long that bring you good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hi, everybody. It's Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. And yes, this is our annual gospel music holiday show. So you can find out where you can get some good healing, good spirited gospel music all throughout December. I sing with the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, as you all probably know by now. but before I share all the details of all of the great holiday concerts coming up, I need to thank Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, which is a great place to celebrate the holidays as well. He has such a great atmosphere for people to enjoy themselves, enjoy the good food, the good drinks, and great music. Every Thursday night is the open mic. And Friday and Saturday, you get to be the star with karaoke. He may have a band thrown in there one Friday as well. So check it out and have a great time. And Cameron, thank you for creating such a great place for us to enjoy the special moments of life and every other moment too. All right. So we are going to be listening to music of Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, most of it from our holiday CD called Rejoice. And I am just thrilled to bring you this show every year so that you can experience the healing of the music. I know a lot of people need their spirits lifted in the holidays. A lot of people have good spirits and they just want to make them even better. So we solve all those problems by bringing you the best holiday music there is. Our first concert is coming up at the Paramount Theater on Saturday, December 7th. And I'll give you a few more details on that. But first, we're going to bring you We Three Kings by the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. Travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, follow.
Oh my goodness, that song is so much fun to listen to, and I gotta tell you, it's even more fun to sing. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. This is our annual gospel holiday concert extravaganza. We're bringing you the music of Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir that'll be performing all throughout December, throughout the East Bay, Sacramento, Mountain View. Our first big show is Saturday, December 7th. At the Paramount Theater. It is such a great time. We include Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, of course, but also our youth choir and our choir of over 100 people. They may have 200 on the stage. I don't know. There's so many people. It's amazing. And it's the Oakland Interfaith Community Choir. And that is, anybody can do that. Meets once a month if anybody's interested in singing with Terrence Kelly. Another opportunity is our workshop choir that we do in the South Bay as part of the Mountain View Concert, our annual South Bay concert at the Mountain View Performing Arts Center is on Friday, December 20th. And that is a great time. I actually have a bunch of friends from the coast that are going. And if you are interested, definitely get the tickets as soon as possible. You can get tickets for either of the show through our website, oigc.org/tickets or events, one of the two. OIGC.org, though, is the place to go. Stands for Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. Hee-haw, ding-dong, let's play another song from our holiday album called Rejoice. And this one is called Ding Dong, Merrily on High. And one of our traditional songs. Hope you enjoy. How's that for some glorious holiday tradition? That was the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir's version of Ding Dong, Merrily on High. Yes, we do traditional Christmas carols as part of our holiday shows. That will definitely be performed at the Paramount Theater with our other choirs on Saturday, December 7th at 7 o'clock. We also will do that at the Mountain View Center for Performing Arts on Friday, December 20th at 7:30. The Paramount Theater concert has tickets that start at $15 and then go all the way up to $100 for the VIP experience. Or down in Mountain View, they're $39 to $50, I believe. Check out our website, oigc.org, to get more information about those. And we're also performing on Tuesday, December 24th, yes, Christmas Eve, two shows in San Francisco at the Great American Music Hall. And those shows are 7 and 9:30. It's so much fun to celebrate bringing in Christmas with all of our big fans. There's people who make it an annual holiday tradition. And, of course, there's our choir members, and we have quite the good time. And we share that with y'all. So let's get another great song that's a holiday tradition in our choir. This is O Holy Night with the soloist, our wonderful director, Terrence Kelly, the version by the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir.
Rejoice.
that song inspires me every single time. It is the first time I heard it. This version of it was watching the ensemble from Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir at Slim's back in the day. We now sing at the Great American Music Hall on Christmas Eve, but we used to sing at Slim's, and that absolutely blew my mind. It's incredible to witness, I have to say. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. This is our annual gospel holiday show, letting you know all the great opportunities to hear the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. Our season of healing this year, because our country needs to heal a little bit. People have a hard time with the holidays and they need a little healing. And even if you have nothing to heal from, it's a great time. It's so much fun. I'm just so blessed to be part of this group and to share this joy with you all. So we're going to take you out with our benediction from our latest album called One Voice. And really hope you have a chance to come check us out. Go check out oigc.org for tickets to any of these shows. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody, in the meantime. And happy, happy holidays. We're sending you the very best and our sincere gratitude for listening to the show.
Listening to this CD, you will receive joy into your heart. Here our prayer is our wish for healing and peace for our families, community, and our world. Spreading joy through song is our way of reaching you and reaching the entire world around us. We wish you love, joy, peace, blessings, and hope as you continue your journey.
Been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In the case Abingdon versus Shemp, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bible could no longer be an independent textbook in public school curriculum. Would our founding fathers have agreed? Benjamin Rush certainly would have disagreed. Benjamin Rush was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and he was a leading educator of the day. In fact, he was the first founding father to call for free public schools. Benjamin Rush declared, "The great enemy of the salvation of man, in my opinion, never invented a more effective means of extinguishing Christianity from the world than by persuading mankind that it was improper to read the Bible at schools. The Bible should be read in our schools in preference to all other books." In the view of Founding Father Benjamin Rush, the Bible was the textbook of preference for public schools.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.